Hello, you're listening to Dope Comedians, a podcast about comedians who use weed to help with depression and whatever else is going on in life. Subscribe today to listen to subscriber-only episodes and audio, as well as bonus episodes and clips. To gain full access, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and YouTube Podcasts. Now, let's get at it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yo, what up, everybody? It's your girl, Marcella Riley. And I just want to remind y'all that if you like this podcast, then please take a moment and go to wherever you're listening to this show and click subscribe. And while you're there, go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. It doesn't take that much time to do, but it helps us out so, so much. So get over there and do it right now. And also, if you want to come get high with us, then follow the show on Instagram at High Hopes Live. And you can also find me at Cool Black Chick. I'm still waiting on you to subscribe. I haven't seen it yet. Like, where? I'm waiting. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Thank y'all. Okay. All right. Enjoy the show. Bye. So, this lovely young lady here, I had the pleasure of performing with her or in a show of hers that she invited me to, and it was so fucking dope. Okay, so let me get down to the things that she does. She writes and performs for Fembot PhD and is a coven member of, is it Bacchus?
The Bacchus.
The Bacchus at the Pack Theater. And she is one of Hoo Ha Ha's 35 LGBTQ creators we love. And she also gives great hugs. Wait a minute.
I do.
I didn't get a hug.
What?
What?
Okay. What? I don't want, okay.
I'm the kind of hugger that rubs your back. Sometimes if it's like a really long hug, I'll give like a full on massage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if it's somebody I know really well.
Okay.
Yeah. And I love hugging. So like, but I know not everybody does. So lately I've been taking to like checking in first, like, are you a hugger?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they say, oh no, not really. I'm just like, cool. And then I do this when I see them. Yeah. It's like, hey, what's up?
Where are you from again?
I grew up in Michigan and Florida. So like I grew up in like a small town in Michigan until I was 12. And then we moved to like Daytona Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Which was like crazy.
Okay. We'll talk about that. Let's talk about some weed real quick.
Yes.
What did you bring?
I brought my favorite hybrid. It has no label on it because the dispensary I go to is... you sort of just walk in and go like returning and like don't meet the eye of the security guard and they just buzz you back. And it's really cheap weed. It's in the valley.
Mm, it smells good though.
Yeah, but this is some Gorilla Glue, which is like my favorite.
Mm. Gorilla Glue fucks me up.
Oh, really? I'm glad I brought it then.
This is gonna be great.
Should we smoke some?
Absolutely, girl. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Get a little healing. Get a little healing.
Get a little healing. What's your weed? What do you have there?
Orange cookies. This is what I like to get when I feel that I have not been emotional enough. Because a lot of times when I smoke this, I find myself crying.
Oh.
Over like dumb shit. So I'll just be sitting there like, why am I crying right now?
That's awesome. Like, getting in touch with yourself.
Yeah, just like, I'll start writing everything down.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm.
So, orange cookies.
Nice.
My dispensary, they're more, well, I've kind of been switching. My dispensary closed, Mr. Naturals, which was right across the street from me.
Mr. Naturals?
Yeah, it's called Mr. Naturals.
I want a bong. I wanted to get myself a bong for my birthday, but then I'm too broke.
Aww.
So, like, it'll happen. By Christmas, I will have a bong.
You have a bong. Any particular bong that you
just got like your eyes on? Just like a solid water bong. Nothing too fancy. I'm utilitarian.
Bong for Christmas. A solid water bong.
Yeah, just like put it out in the universe. It'll come back to me.
It'll come back. All right, I gotta be real careful. So tell me, what brought you, obviously you're here for comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You moved here when?
I moved here 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this was technically from Orlando. Like I went to college in Orlando at University of Central Florida. Go Knights. and then I did theater there, and it was really fun, but it also didn't really fully connect with me, where it was like, oh, you know, it would be like I'd get cast in all the like comedic roles and things like that, and it was really fun, but I didn't completely connect with that world, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's a fucking lot of weird people who do theater, like just a lot of weirdos. So, yeah, after a couple of years after college, I just realized, like, oh, comedy, that's, like, a thing you can do for a living.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do stand-up to do it. Like, it took me till, like, I was, like, 23 to realize, like, you could, like, get a job as a writer on television by doing comedy. Like,
yeah.
All of that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, once I realized that, I was like, well, I'm going out to L.A., That's the short story.
Okay.
I mean, like, there's so much more behind, like oh, these weird paths and, like, all the weird connections that got me to this point.
Yeah.
And, like, this person led to this thing to led to this thing
sure.
to led me to here. I don't That weed already hit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. No, I think this all the time. But, yeah, I love it. I love being out here.
And so I've been looking at your stuff. I think for a brief time had a podcast.
I did.
Okay, and it was about your favorite female comedians?
Yeah, I would. It was Comedy Girl Crush, and I would interview, my favorite comedians and like who were women. And so I interviewed like Mary Holland and Heather Ann Campbell and. Rachel Bloom, like Rachel Bloom was amazing. And it was sort of just before, it was like she was working on this other show and it was like maybe just not, it wasn't like going off. And she had just started working on like writing and concepting Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And it's so crazy. It was like shortly after that I stopped doing it because it's not a podcast. Although, you're an exception to this, but it's not a podcast if you do more than 7 episodes.
It's not?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
There's just like, you know, like so many podcasts start and
then they
like sort of like fizzle out after
like
7 episodes, which is where I went.
But that's dope that you got to actually, because I looked it up and I couldn't find it. I saw that it existed. I just couldn't find it. So, but you interviewed them.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. They were like an hour episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great. And I really would like to like continue that, like starting to do it. But it's one of those like, oh, this happened, like this show is happening and this show is happening.
Yeah.
And my like focus isn't there. But mostly just because I love having an excuse to like sit down with other women and like talk about comedy and what got them to this point. And I mean, it's really selfish. It was mostly for me.
So it is for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever it is, it's probably going to be relatable.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter if you're doing it for yourself.
Right.
Because someone's going to grab onto it.
Yeah. I feel like it's almost necessary to do it for yourself. Like, you can't be like an effective artist. I feel like the whole point of all of this is trying to get trying to connect with somebody.
Right.
And for you to be your truest self and follow your own instincts of what you like and what you think is funny or what the right thing to say is, you know, that's what people really want, is the truth.
Right.
Because your truth will most often match with somebody else's, at least a few people.
Yeah.
That's sort of like, that's generally my approach to doing comedy. It's like, yeah. Try to get to the most truthiest truth of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it? Fimbot? Fimbot. What is that show? Because it's sketch and
write and perform.
Okay.
We're a sketch team. I love them. They've like changed my lives. I'm a cat.
Ooh, I want to know about this.
No. My one life. Though I probably have died from sleep apnea at least several times in my life. Come but on. Who hasn't? okay, so we're a sketch team. And started about, I think, 4 years ago technically. And then I joined almost 2 years ago now. And we're six people. We're all women. And we all just sort of met doing comedy and like being in classes together and things like that. And they're amazing. Like, everybody's hella talented and motivated and like very good at what they do. Like, it's really cool. I'm around very like inspiring people.
Yeah.
And we do a live show every month at the Pack Theater. We just graduated from the sketch night into our own hour slot. So we have November 4th is our first hour-long show at 9:30 on that Sunday the 4th. So,
good. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was the show that I performed at?
That was the Bacchus.
Okay.
I'll be honest, that may or may not be ending. Like, the show might be ending. I know this show coming up, we have a show this Saturday at midnight, and it's going to be my last one because I need to rest more.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like a sad thing. I'm like coming to terms with it right now of like, like I can't do everything. And like my body doesn't allow for that.
Yeah.
And I need to allow like time for.
We have been ingrained to have that sort of habit of always be working and moving and going. Like every other place in the country, they like chill out.
Yeah, yeah.
They have fiestas and shit.
Yeah, they enjoy themselves and their parties aren't networking events.
Right. Yeah, that might just be an LA thing.
For sure.
But yeah, it's like, so what kind of, taking a step back from these shows, are there anything else that you do as far as like taking care of yourself?
Well, smoking a lot of weed.
Every episode I do air horns.
Oh,
I don't know why.
There's always something to celebrate. There's always a reason for air horns. A few things. Because I'm learning, okay, it's been a year and some change since I'm going through a divorce right now.
A divorce?
And, yes. Oh. And it's very unfortunate. It's just like an unfortunate sort of like circumstance where it's like, well, this can't work out.
Oh.
I've been doing like the past like year and some change, I've been doing like just like a shit ton of self-reflection and like looking into my habits and like, why am I doing the things I'm doing? And like, so I'm building these like healthy habits and trying to reframe the way I think. So like, that's number one, the thing that I'm doing that I do for myself to like,
mm-hmm.
keep myself sane is like just evaluating. So I've been doing some therapy, and I recently gave up alcohol, which is like, I don't know, like it's like a weird thing to be like, oh yeah, like I'm a person who doesn't drink because it's not right for me. Though it like never felt like my life was out of control. It was,
yeah.
I just was like, oh, if I want to have a healthy life, like clearly this is not a good thing for me.
Yeah.
Because good things don't happen when I drink.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, nothing good is happening because I'm drinking.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's usually like regretful things. Like, yeah. Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that because this past weekend I decided myself that I was going to either like cut back. I don't know if I can like cut, just not do it, not drink at all because I've just been dating a lot. But just maybe one glass, like limit the amount. Like that happened over the weekend. I decided like I'm going to do that. And because someone explained it to me, like alcohol does a certain thing, like it allows you to maybe be more confident, whatever, like different, you know, like, and then weed has another like up, one up, and there's other things that sort of give you different sort of levels of confidence.
Yeah.
But I feel like I've gotten to the point where like alcohol doesn't give me anything anymore. It doesn't give me that.
Oh.
So I can like remove it. It's like one of those things, substances, I guess, can just slide out of my life.
Yeah. It's weird how that works, where you're like, oh, if I just don't have it, it's now like, it's no skin off my back.
Yeah.
Really, like, I've been to bars since it's been like a month now. And I've been to bars and like not a drop, not even like. And it's like learning how to do shows. We're like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like, cause like, you know, we'd have like the pre-show like swig of whiskey and like even just that little bit. So like, Fembot just did this past weekend. We did two different comedy festivals, and the first one was in Sacramento, and they were passing around a flask right before we went on stage. It's just like a cute little ritual. And I just took it and I just smelled it and I was like, that's enough for me. That's all I really ever needed was that, like,
yeah,
like that, just that smell of it was enough to be like, zip, like put my brain in a different place for a second.
Yeah.
Is that weird? The smell of alcohol was like enough to like do what alcohol is supposed to do.
I don't think it did, but I...
It could be just, like, a mental thing. Like, I'm just, like, wishful thinking. Like, oh, I just have to smell it. I'm fine.
But, I mean, it's also whatever that super thing that drunk. You smell when you, like, when you pass out. What's that?
Smelling salts. Yeah, right.
And then, like, a kick. It gives you a kick because it's not a lasting thing, but just, like, a boosting.
Yeah. Thing. Like, the same effect, I'm sure, could be done for, like, a really, like, pungent peppermint oil or something, right? Where you just, like... Oh, yeah.
Apple cider vinegar.
Ooh. Ooh.
Exactly. Anything else as far as self-care?
Oh, I'm trying to eat healthier and exercise and do all of that stuff that they're like, they always tell you like, oh yeah, please eat better and exercise. And then you're like, yeah, but does it really help? And then you fucking do it and you're like, oh shit, why wasn't I doing this years ago? Like, oh my God.
I hate to admit it, but yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. But it is the one thing that it does help. My therapist was telling me, or my doctor was telling me that I need to, I was like, she was like, what do you do for physical, for anything physical? And I was like, I dance. And she was like, good. And I was like, she was like, how often? I'm like, I've danced like maybe 3 times this year. I was like, Marcella! No. So yeah, gotta dance or exercise more.
Yeah.
We both do.
Yeah, I saw this, there was this Joe Rogan quote I read recently that was like, basically like the gist of it was like, all of like the people who, something like the people who I know who are the most, have the most hard, the hardest time emotionally are the people who don't work out.
No shit.
Yeah. Like for him personally, like
His
friends or family or whatever, the ones like, typically like there's a correlation there. So, that's interesting.
Maybe test this theory out.
Right. I'm sure, but I mean, I can't imagine it wouldn't help for so many different reasons. Like,
I have heard that before too.
Cellular growth.
Or even just cardio to get your heart stronger. It doesn't matter. Anything will help.
Oh, I found this out recently.
Yeah.
Coffee, you know how they're like, oh, drink 8 glasses of water a day. coffee counts as water.
Does
okay. It does. You know, there was like this thing for a while there where like, oh, well, caffeine, it's a diuretic, so coffee doesn't count.
Yeah. So now it does count.
It does. It does count.
It makes sense because like literally that's what coffee, like you're pouring, you got beans boiling in water, right?
Yeah.
I don't actually drink coffee. Is that what happens?
Yeah. Oh, well then, no wonder you weren't that excited about it. I was like, she's not as stoked on this as I am.
So how many cups of coffee equal like?
Like, you know, like eight ounces of coffee is 8 ounces of water, I guess. It's like, yeah, it's like caffeine is a diuretic, but it doesn't dehydrate you.
Yeah, it makes sense. Checks out.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't. We've moved on so quickly from the Bacchus, which is totally fine. By the way, come out this Saturday midnight at the Pack Theater. Pay what you can. It's going to be amazing. I'm super excited about this Saturday show. Not just because it's my like last one. It's a big blowout. We just have a cool lineup. So
yeah.
And it's going to be spooky. Wanted to tell you how great you were on it.
When
you came in sang songs and it was awesome and you were amazing and the audience loved you.
Yeah,
and you were also really great. I saw you two nights ago in the Blackverse show.
Oh,
at the Pack.
On Tuesday.
Yeah. And you could say bye to you after because I had to run, but you were great. I loved your song and I just like getting to watch you.
Thank you.
You know, play some music. That's great.
I wish I could have done. The past few weeks have been so crazy for me that I wasn't able to go to all the rehearsals. So I just did like one little sketch and then I did the song. But that team, we have now gotten a run at the Pack Theater.
Yeah, well, I know it's like on a Thursday at 9:30, right?
9 or 9:30, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got an hour long spot. So once
That's
a month.
Awesome.
Good.
I'm really excited to see where you guys go with it.
Yeah.
I love Alan and Justin a lot. Yeah, they're really like sweet and talented. And
they were on me. That was good because like, oh man, just like making sure I was getting the song down and working on it. So I needed that push for you. Need those kinds of people in your life.
Yes, me too. Sometimes I need my ass kicked. Oh, that's another thing I'm doing for self-care. It's like surrounding myself with people who kindly kick my ass, you know, even if they don't literally say anything to me at all, just by their actions, it kicks my ass.
Yeah. Are you finding these people through the comedy community or are you actually doing it? Okay.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel really lucky. Like the people that I work with are also the people I like really get along with.
That's the best.
Fam bam.
Fam bam.
I don't have never said that.
Everybody, this week on repeat, I've got The Glow by Victoria Monet. I heard this on Insecure. And I like it because I feel like for me creatively and as a performer, I've been growing and like shining and glowing as a performer. It's been really fun this year for me. However, when it comes to work and my income and personal relationships, I'm at a huge deficit. And I want to change that. I'm going to put that out in the universe. No more shitty day jobs. I'm tired of that. I want a job that is fulfilling, that is creative, and allows me to keep performing. I want some money, lots of goddamn money, so much money that I can just start giving it away. And I want some awesome people in my life. I want to collide with some pretty dope people and have some sustainable relationships where we reciprocate. So that's what I'm putting out there in the universe. So, I'm feeling that glow coming on. It's getting there. It's just about there. And if you want to listen to everything else I've been playing on repeat, then follow me at Cool Black Chick on Apple Music and hit me up everywhere else on social media at Cool Black Chick. Thanks so much and enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye.
let's get to why you're here. What do you use your weed for? To help cope with?
Everything? Yeah, it's mostly anxiety. Mm-hmm. When I say everything, I mean the anxiety, yeah. Mostly. I don't know. It makes me feel better.
On, I guess, your highest, what is gets you to that highest point? Like, what is a crazy, super anxious Nikki?
Oh, goodness gracious. It's weird. Sometimes it's probably the most anxious Nikki outside of, like, situations where it was like, I'm being abused by somebody,
yeah.
Emotionally. That's probably my most anxious. There was a period of time where a few years ago where I was like self-harming because I didn't know how to like process my feelings because it was like I had so many feelings and they were all like bubbling up and all of this like shame and guilt but also like anger, yeah. You know, yeah. I had all of these feelings and I was just in a really bad place and I didn't know how to communicate. And I was just like, I was so afraid and so anxious because every time.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I would try to communicate my ideas. It would just be worse for me. Things would just get harder every time I said how I felt about things, just in life in general and in specific. Sure. Like, so like it would just come out where I was like, well, I can't hurt another person, so I'll hurt myself. And weed helped me out a lot with that, where it would be like, you know, if I needed to escape, it would be like, you know, like, if I was smoking weed, I wasn't hurting myself for the most part.
Yeah. Do you mind if I ask, how were you hurting yourself?
Just, like, scratching my arm. Mm-hmm. Like, I still have, like, some scars here from it. And my legs, too. Like, right there. Like, I would, scratch my legs up here. And just, like, scratch until I bled because it felt better than... It felt like a more efficient way of feeling my feelings.
Yeah.
Without, like, crying and, like, giving myself away.
Yeah.
Of, like, oh, no, there's more thoughts inside here that I'm not sharing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm learning how to be more, like, truthful with like my feelings, and I'm trying to be aware of my feelings.
Yeah.
I think weed can help with them, help with my introspectiveness. Like, it can help me like sort of zero in and focus in on like what's going on in my mind and how did I get to this place, and like why do these situations make me feel this way, you know, like how can I be better at fighting these in a more logical way?
Yeah. Do you journal at all?
I journaled when things were really bad.
Yeah.
But I actually find, because I've like made this choice to be more honest in my comedy, I almost find like that's like my version of therapy, which is like I'm doing real therapy, but there's like the thing that helps me like really process it is talking to other people about it in general.
Yeah.
So it's like, whether just like being open with my friends about it, like saying like, this is where I'm at right now, or, you know, or letting it come out on stage, like not too much. Cause like, I want to be a fucking downer, you know, but I did like one time at the PAC, there's a show called Speed Face, and the performers get 100 seconds to do anything that they want, you know, to entertain the crowd. It's 100 seconds. So I spent my 100 seconds, stripping down until I was naked and showing off all of my like scars from self-harming and explaining like why I did it. And it was like I was crying and like the audience was crying and like they gave me like a standing ovation after like talking about it. And it was like the most powerful, incredible feeling I'd ever felt. Also, I was high for that. Yeah. Bringing it back to this. Well, always got to make the connection. Yeah. Hella high.
Do you usually get high before your shows?
I'm usually just high all the time. Like, it's sort of like this natural thing.
So,
yeah.
You smoke daily then?
I smoke daily, okay. Yeah. Although my, like, me and my therapist are sort of working on a plan to be like, hey, you know, you don't have to smoke all the time to like, and I'm like, yeah, yeah. The thing is,
I don't like that though. If it helps, it helps.
It does help.
Have you lost a job because of this?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Have you like it lost anything?
No.
Right.
Right. I mean, no. Like when I really think about it, I was like, no, that wasn't the reason. It was just, like, that was the person I was. I'm not like that, and I still smoke weed. So it's like, yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not, like, codependent like I was, like, 2 years ago. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not as codependent. We're always working on it.
We're going to work our way around everything. My psychiatrist, the one who prescribes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm switching because she is against me using weed. It sounds kind of like your therapist.
Yeah, I have a new therapist / psychiatrist. She's one of those therapists / weird ones. I don't know. She works on whole body wellness is the whole thing.
Okay.
So she was like, she prescribed me Wellbutrin because I've been having a hard time recently. Mm-hmm. And it's great. And I'm all for doing whatever you can to help yourself. So so at first it was weed and that helped. And when that stopped helping, it was like, oh, I'm going to go on this medication and then this one and it's fine. I feel better. I'm living. I'm not hurting. But she, when I, you know, told her how much I use, she's like, you know what? I don't really look at weed as the worst thing in the world. She's like, do I think you should be doing it all the time? Do I think you should be high all the time? No. Like, you know, weed can do, you know, and this is a legitimate thing that like too much weed and with certain people, it's not a good mix and they shouldn't do it all the time.
Of course.
Like my ex should not do weed. Like it's not a good thing for him. But it's been mostly pretty good for me.
Right. Everyone's different though. That's what I'm finding.
Yeah. Everybody is different. I think it's important to find what works for you in your life of what will make you feel better. Even if that thing is just like religion and praying. Like I have no problems with that. Like, that's not for me. Religion, praying, like that sort of thing doesn't work for me. But being on medication helps, the right medication that works with my brain chemistry, because it's genetic, it's hereditary. I'm doing the best I can.
That's all we can do.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm rambling.
No, we're on track.
Okay, good.
You mentioned you're having a hard time recently. Mm-hmm. Would you mind talking about that? Like, what's been going on that's been giving you a hard time?
It's weird. A lot of stuff has been, like, just the anxiety, just the chemicals in my brain haven't really been fully functioning. But I think there's some underlying things, of course, that, like, make it worse, like going through a divorce is hard. It's like knowing that this thing is looming that like I have to take care of, and you know, there's all these feelings about it that are like, you know, it's not, yeah, there's like so many there, it's complicated. It's just like a very complicated thing, and like trying to get a handle on that, and just like I tend to like overbook myself with like obligations and take on all, I bite off a little more. Well, here, this is a good, okay. I bite off as much as I can chew, but my jaw's hurting afterwards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I say that even literally, because that I do that literally. I just literally bite off too much and my jaw hurts. That's been stressful, where it's like, okay, producing and hosting, like booking and producing a monthly show on top of being on a sketch team, and now we've got an hour to produce of material, and like all of this, like, you know, social media, that's like a full-time job in itself, and then my own job is getting busier. Like, I work at a studio in marketing, and that's like a full-time job, or it is a full-time job, like 9 to 6, and you know, it all just sort of like piles on top of each other. And I have an autoimmune disease, which I feel like I should have brought up earlier, because that plays into all of this.
It's okay. It's up now.
Yeah, I have Hashimoto's disease, which I don't know if you know Dani Fernandez, that girl.
I don't think so.
Okay. She's like my Hashimoto's friend. We're like, I mean, not just that, but like, she's like, she's been really inspiring, just as far as like a person who has like the same disease as me. It's an autoimmune disease where your body attacks your thyroid. And so sometimes it can lead to additional inflammation because your body is producing producing like antibodies, essentially, which are like white blood cells. And it's like, so if you have an autoimmune disease like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, it's essentially your body attacking itself. So you're just like more tired, and anxiety definitely, and your hormones get out of whack, and your thyroid, it's all hormones. So, that's been happening, but apparently I'm good there. We got my blood tested recently and I'm good.
You're good?
I'm apparently pretty good. So
apparently pretty good.
Apparently my doctor's like, you're looking good. I'm like, everything's good. Like, okay.
I think that is the best news, though, because if you're healthy, then you can deal with all the other shit.
Yeah.
When you're not, you can't. You're trying to get better.
Yeah. And then when you're anxious, okay, my therapist recently said, oh my God, that's so cute. The cat is in my bag. I love it. You can stay in there. I will take you home. No, not your roommate. my therapist recently brought up that, like, there's a... She's like, oh, you know, a lot of your symptoms that you're feeling is probably your anxiety. And anxiety can trigger also, you know, like autoimmune attacks and things like that. And stress is important. So manage our stress. Manage. Everybody manage your stress.
Do you ever get the flu shot?
I just got it this year.
Have you ever gotten it before?
I'm sure I have, but I don't really remember.
I'm just asking. They were at work. They're like, everyone get the flu shot.
Yeah.
I've never gotten it.
I hadn't gotten it the past few years because I'd been reading all of this stuff. I started going down Hashimoto's wormholes on the internet, and they were like, oh, don't get a flu shot because it'll send your body into chaos.
Doesn't it make you, it's supposed to make you sick so that you don't get, like, it?
Right. But basically what it does is just, like, activates your white blood cells. So you'll feel tired, and but you're not actually sick because your body's not actually fighting off an infection. Because there's no infection, it's just your body thinks there's one. So.
Right.
But yeah, that's like the basic, basic idea behind it. So I didn't get it for years. And then this year I was like, it's like talking to this new doctor, and she was just being like straight up with me. And I was like, so that's flu shot. I read on the internet. She's like, there's a problem. What's your problem right there?
The internet?
Probably don't look at the internet.
Internet is amazing. Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's vast.
I've learned so much. Like, about hemorrhoids.
What have I learned a lot about? I've been YouTubing a lot of videos on psychedelics.
Ooh.
What else? I think that's the most recent thing that I'm, like, YouTubing.
I like mushrooms.
Yeah.
Can we talk about mushrooms?
We can talk about mushrooms. Yeah. I did some over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mushrooms and, like, okay, I really want to try ayahuasca. By the way, what time is it? Oh, great. We're going. Great. I really want to try ayahuasca. I had these two friends who came back from an ayahuasca trip a couple months ago, and it was like they were different people. But, like, in a good way, like, yeah. In a, whoa, you're so fucking chill. It's like my friend who's, like, a hardcore, like, meat and potatoes guy, and he's like, yeah, and he's like, I'm a vegetarian now. I'm like, what the fuck, what is this shit? And like, I guess that's the thing, like, if you do ayahuasca, people usually come back from it and they're like, I'm a vegetarian now, I can't eat an animal.
When I do shrooms, that's what I feel like.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, even just on shrooms. Yeah,
that's cool. I'm a monster person. Nice. I have no qualms afterwards. Yeah. It's been a while since I've done shrooms.
I would say do it when you're feeling good.
Yeah.
Probably is the best time.
Yeah.
I've only done it twice, lesson. But yeah. Yeah. So how many have you done it? A lot of times, a little times.
I did it a few times, like a couple years ago, and it wasn't really, like, great experiences. I had one great experience at Universal Studios, where I was like, oh, man. It was the first time I'd seen, like, the, you know, like, whatever you call them, the visuals. And I was sitting outside in, like, the, like, Simpsons area, and it had just rained, and there were these, big fluffy gray clouds up ahead and, like, a little bit of light and, like, the clouds were like pixelated. It was like magical. And I kept going to the bathroom and sitting in the stall, and it was like purple and sparkly. And I was like, oh my God. And I don't know how long I was in there for, but it was so magical. And like, it felt great to pee. Like, everything was happening. But I also like threw up a lot. So,
yeah.
And then like last year, I did it with some friends and it was nice, and I had like a fucking amazing therapeutic cry that was like one of those ones where I was like, they were like over in this room and like doing their thing, and I was on this air mattress in the next room over with like lights, and I was just like, had this blanket on, and I was just like, it was like crying like warm tears like a river, and I was just like, this is cleansing me. And then I microdosed for a couple times, and I swear, like, it was like I had been reborn. Like, it was like last summer, and I had just left my husband, and it was like, I was just like reborn, and I was like the shrooms. And then a couple months later, it was like, shit hit the fan again.
Yeah.
Because it does. It always does.
One of the things that I found doing my research of psychedelics is that the people who continue using shrooms on a regular basis don't relapse. But if you like use it and then don't go for a while without, you use it just once and then just continue out your life and like you start to, if anxiety is one of the biggest things that you deal with, then you usually like fall back into it. Whereas like people with depression, if they just depression and not anxiety, they can do it and like one time and be good for more a longer time. Mm-hmm. But so long story short, what I'm trying to say is, so if you continue to do it, it might help ongoingly.
Yeah.
As opposed to like you having that relapse and like getting all this shit crazy again.
Yeah.
So if you make it a, quarterly or whatever.
Yeah, kind of thing, I feel like that would work, right?
Yeah. It's not like too much. Get a nice environment.
Yeah. Real nice. Maybe with like, I don't know, a nice person I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Hell yeah, I like you a lot. You're great.
So let's see. Let's sort of wrap it up a little bit. I was looking at a lot of your stuff, and because you mentioned that you kind of use the stage as sort of therapy. and one of the things that I saw you do was queef.
Yes.
was that another like a therapeutic moment? Because that's like a first off to do that. I mean, did you do that? Did that happen before or after the stripping and showing your bruises?
Oh, that was before. Like
so
that
you
was like
before. And then,
yeah, there's been okay. Like okay, I learned how to queef when I was like a young teenager, like with my sisters, and it was dumb. And then like a few years later, I did it at like a friend, like a high school party, and I like did it in front of my friends, and like they laughed so hard. And then like this show that it was called Camp, they like reached out about like doing this. Like, oh, if anyone has any special talents.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can queef on command. They're like, yeah, great, you're in the show. And I was like, cool. And I was like, well, how am I gonna do this? And I like thought about it and I was like, well, I'll set up, I'm telling this story about queefing. And I realized, I was like, oh, like I actually am connected to the act of queefing a lot more than I realized. Cause like, because that was like a thing I did to make people laugh.
Yeah.
Like, and in high school, laughter was like so much currency. So like, I sort of based it on that. And I did a lot of like faking out, you know, like I'd like tell part of the story and then I'd be like, oh, and then I'd be like, da, da, da.
Yeah.
So it really like built it up. And then like, I finally queefed and it was like it gets a laugh every time. It's like a giant laugh every time. And it's amazing. And Josh Faden was at that show, and it was like, afterwards, he was like, that was brilliant. I was like, this is like queefing and telling a story, but at the same time, I was like, I really, you're like an amazing comedian, like, I really look up to you, and like, you just said that. So I was like, this is it. I have to queef now all the time. Like, so like, it's come up quite a few times, like, found about PhD, we've done a few things in like, in like ode to it, we've had a sketch called it was like an ESPN 30 for 30, and you can see it on our YouTube page on Fembot PhD's YouTube page. It's like an ESPN 30 for 30 queefing queen. Like, I want to be the queefing champ, and like it's ridiculous. And then we did a pussy farts galore, which is like pussy galore, Bond. She kills Bond with her pussy farts, essentially. Well, actually with a gun, but it's like gas. Anyways, I just gave it away. You can also see the live version. And then we just did this like musical number that's like, it's like Roxy Hart from Chicago, but it's pussy farts.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, like pussy fart. I'm like, pussy.
That's pretty clever.
Yeah, and then I queef at the end, but I break a lip. Because, all right, there's like a story behind why this song was created, and that was I was supposed to be on Germany's Got Talent doing a queefing act. And they, like, I got my, like, passport and everything, and they had, like, paid for the hotel fare, like, the hotel, the airplane fare, and I was, like, it was on, and then, like, 2 weeks before, or, like, a week beforehand, they were, like, JK, sorry, the broadcasters don't feel comfortable with this, essentially.
Yeah.
They're like, so...
Not everyone.
I was brokenhearted. And so one of my bestest friends in the whole world, Jessica Amal, wrote this song for me to make me feel better.
Aww.
And it did.
Aww.
Because I'm a sucker for musical theater.
Aww.
And queefing.
Okay, well then on that note... I feel like if you are cool, you must queef.
Oh, I will.
Okay, I have an extra mic.
Oh, what? Is that why you were testing the mic? Sorry, I'm so loud right now. Like screaming. Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to lay on the floor because it's a little easier.
Okay.
Okay. You guys are getting it. Are you ready for this queefing action?
This is never before on High Hopes.
Okay.
Nikki Urban.
I almost like want you to see my mouth so you know it's not coming from my mouth. Okay.
Oh, they can't see your mouth.
I was doing a little song there.
It was like Jingle Bells.
I also did this like, we also did at camp one time this queefing, it was like a queefing competition between me and Susie Barrett. She can't do it. She can't do it like on command. Like I can also do it standing. Let's see if I can. Oh yeah, I can. Yeah. This is like these muscles here that make it happen. So
that
I'm just like
so
squeezing
weird.
Up.
How do you do that?
I should teach a class, really.
You should.
All right. Maybe I'll do it a lot. Would you guys watch, would people watch it if I did an Instagram live tutorial on how to queef?
I think that is your, like, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, people should know. People should know.
All right.
Are we ending it here?
We're about to end it. I want you to, you already mentioned some shows that you're doing, but if there's anything else you want to plug or throw out there, we can check you out.
I think the biggest ones, Roll of the Pack Theater. Actually, if you want something to do tonight, I'm telling a story at Haunted at Dynasty Typewriter. I'd say this Saturday, the Bacchus at midnight. It's a great show. It's super fun. We've got great guests on there. And then burlesque, ooh la la. And then Fembot PhD on November 4th at 9:30.
Yay! Thanks, Nikki.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, and we have special guest. Our guest spot is Shannon Joy Rogers, and she's awesome.
Oh, shit. That's tight.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you. This is awesome.
Ah! Bye, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, y'all. It's Marcella again. I just noticed that some folks still haven't subscribed to the podcast, so I just want to remind y'all to do that. It only take a few seconds. Just go wherever you're listening to High Hopes and click subscribe. Give us a 5-star rating. And then come get high with us on Instagram. You can follow us at High Hopes Live. And you can also find me at Cool Black Chick. And I appreciate you for listening to this whole episode. You rock and enjoy life. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thank you for listening to Dope Comedians. Subscribe now to access bonus episodes, clips, and audio. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and YouTube Podcasts. And follow us on social media @Dope Comedians. Until next time, live long and slay.